We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we have our guest co-host, Ashley with two E's,
What's happening?
From our Houston family, 93.7 The Beat. Now, she reported a story about Wayne Brady, right?
Yes, he came out as pansexual recently.
So we're asking, what does that mean? What is pansexual?
It says sexually or romantically attracted to people regardless of their sex or gender. So basically, all of these new gender terms they have, you're attracted to all of them. I think it's, 69 new gender terms, if I'm not mistaken?
How is it, 69?
I think it's 69.
He's just joking with the 69. Yeah, he plays too much.
Man, so could you stop, man?
No, I can't. You don't stop, so I can't stop. New,
Whoa,
that's right.
Hold on.
Not emotional envy.
yeah, it's 69 plus, 68. It's 68, actually. 68 terms that describe gender identity and expression. But then there's some that say 72. Either way, it's a lot more gender terms is what I'm trying to say. And so Wayne Brady is saying that he's attracted to all of them. So it could be men, women, trans, furries.
What's a furry?
People who identify as cats.
Listen, right? I, real deal in college, had a roommate who's a furry. It was crazy.
Really?
Yes. And I had to move out.
She would say meow?
No, like...
Drink milk from the bowl?
Her boyfriend would.
What school did you go to?
Both was furries?
This wasn't HBCU,
This was in Florida, in Jacksonville. That explains a lot. But no, they are... Furries are like people who are attracted to other people that dress up in like furry costume.
So they used to do that?
Yeah. Really? Like my roommate, not me.
That'd be hot as hell in Florida dressed up as a cat.
Listen, it was hot in Houston on my way here. And then y'all say that you had supposedly had a storm or something. And they were canceling flights. And I get
back
here.
Back to the furries. Where's your furry friend now?
I have no idea. Now? Because you know why? Because when I roomated with her, like, we cut out. Like, I was like, just don't talk to me. Not for that reason.
How did you communicate? Was it like, meow, meow, meow?
Stop. Stop. First of all, I had a dog at the time.
Oh, so who's
she? No, she wasn't really feeling it. She was like, my thing is wolves. I don't really feel dogs.
Her thing was wolves?
Yeah, like, her boyfriend dressed up as a wolf, like in a costume.
So she was a cat and her boyfriend was a wolf?
She was like a, I want to say like a dominatrix thing. Like, she like gave him commands, like she was the owner.
Did she go to the bathroom and kitty litter?
Did he like Frosted Flakes?
Good question.
The tiger. Oh, you said a wolf. Never mind.
Wolf.
Yes.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. We're asking about pansexuals. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Michael.
Hey, what's up, Michael? We're talking about pansexual. Talk to us, brother.
Man, pansexual, you're a confused gay person. That's all that is. You don't know what gay you are. That's the problem. You might be transsexual gay. I want a man gay. I want a female gay. You just gay and you're confused. You want everybody.
You calling from the 843. Right. I hear the low country in you. What part of the low country are you calling from?
Somerville, man.
Somerville.
Okay,
salute to the 843. I'll be down there.
Yeah, man.
I'll be down there this Friday. My annual book bag giveaway at Berkeley High School from 12 to 3.
Now it's gonna sound
and fish
stupid.
Fry.
So he said he don't know if you this gay or that gay. This gay. I thought it was just one gay.
I'm just listening, bro. Okay. Sometimes you just gotta sit back
right,
and listen.
You know what? You're right. Let me just shut up and listen. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, it's Lex.
Hey, Lex. Talk to us. We're talking about pansexuals this morning.
Okay. So, like, I'm a pansexual, and to me, it's like, I have an attraction to everyone, despite, like, the different genders or different representations of oneself. Like, I just, whoever I find attractive, I find attractive.
So how many flavors have you tried?
Pretty much all of them.
All 68? It says, what the hell is that moaning? You got one with you now? What the hell is going on?
No.
What is that, man?
No, I'm a transportation driver, so I have people with disabilities that I transport.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
What is going on, man? What is up with all this?
I'm saying, like, that's the noise. That's my job.
Oh, my gosh.
Ma'am, maybe you should tend to the kids or the people in the bus. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. So what flavors have you tried? Break down the flavors you've tried, please.
So, like, cisgendered people, so, like, men, women, transgender individuals, non-binary people, like...
Now, cisgender ain't nothing but original recipe women now.
Yes, it is.
I can't. Okay, ma'am. Oh, I'm happy for you and salute to you and all your endeavors, man.
Somebody needs your help, please.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah,
you
gotta get off the phone. You cannot be talking to us when you got to take care of those people now.
Yeah, be safe out there, please.
Okay. Why are you laughing? I don't find anything funny, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
So you just got the Breakfast Club on while you just moseying all around.
Listen.
I always listen to the Breakfast Club in the morning.
I want to shout out the bus. What's the name of the bus? You got a name? Or how do I shout out the people on the bus?
It's called One Care.
Salute to everybody in One Care,
salute,
man.
Salute to One Care.
Thank you, guys.
Are they kids or adults?
I kind of wanted to make a comment.
Oh, go ahead.
Like,
go ahead.
Charlamagne is like one of my heroes.
I'm sure.
So
you got good taste.
I'm
so
sure.
It's like, super cool to be able to talk to him. Like, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
And are they kids or adults?
They're adults.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
You too.
It doesn't surprise me that she's more connected to you than anybody else in this room. It doesn't surprise me.
Why?
That she identifies.
800-585-1051. We're talking pansexuals this morning.
I want to know what you meant by that.
No, it just, she identifies with you.
She don't identify with me. She connected with me.
Well, yeah, she connected
with
you. I
connect with people from all different types of
I know, but it's just, you know, it's just what her occupation is, and she probably sees that in you.
First of all, don't disrespect those people. Okay, those people are very intelligent.
I didn't say they weren't.
I know what you're trying to lead.
I'm not trying to lead anything.
Everybody
I think
know what you're trying to do.
I think you're very intelligent.
And they don't like it, you pot sexual. All right.
800-585-1051. We're talking pansexuals. Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Take you back. Back at it. Yeah.
Let's get back to the world's most dangerous morning show.
That's what's up.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Bless up.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, of course, we got our guest co-host, Ashley with two E's. And
we're
talking about Wayne Brady. Now, what's up with Wayne Brady?
So Wayne Brady recently sat down with People Magazine and opened up as being a pansexual.
And we're asking, you know, is are you into, I guess, pansexuality?
I've only heard one other person say they were a pansexual that got on my radar. That was Janelle
Monáe. Yeah. Yes.
But there's a lot of other celebrities like JoJo Siwa, Cara Delevingne, a lot of other celebrities have come out.
Never heard of.
Because they're all white.
Oh,
there you go.
That's why.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Soraya.
Hey, Soraya. Now, you're a proud pansexual?
I sure am. And Charlamagne, just because you don't know what the words mean doesn't mean you can make up new words, okay?
What'd I say?
Gillet sexual and all this other nonsense.
He just called me a pot sexual. I don't know what that means. I don't know how to take that.
I might be a pot sexual, too, because it's 420 all the time.
That's right.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. Now, let's talk about it now. So, you are a pansexual. How many flavors have you tried?
I say 4 flavors by now.
What 4?
I don't know if you got the whole pan then, Ma. That's not, that, I don't know if that's the whole pan.
What 4 have you tried, Mama?
Sorry, I'm a baby pan. Female, male, trans, and non-binary.
So what's non-binary in this equation? What would that be?
Someone who does not identify as either male or female.
But what got are they? You.
She don't know. Hello?
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 Yeah, it's neither.
Got you.
So wait a minute. You know what? I don't want to. Because if
that's interesting,
man or women, or somebody that doesn't identify, they have to be a man or woman, right?
But you know what's so interesting about that? That means y'all can just play any role, right?
Pretty much.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I'm a little.
You what?
I'm a little.
Is that a
little?
Is that a category?
It's not a category, but it is a demographic.
So Charlamagne.
Oh, you
is a
mean
little.
Like you?
A
the
short
back
person.
In the day where they used to. I'm using this term because that's what they used back in the day. You was the.
They, you can't say that now.
I know that.
You gotta say little people.
That's what you mean.
You're a little person.
I am of standard height. Thank you.
You're a what?
I am of standard height.
So
standard
am I. Height.
So you and Charlamagne as littles. That's what you call yourself.
That's what I call myself. Yes.
Okay. How tall are you, ma'am?
5'6".
I'm 5'6". You can't be no damn little.
You're little. Thank you, Mama. You're a little.
This is crazy.
No,
people. That's getting crazy now.
No, people are really identifying themselves with you this morning. Like, they don't.
You can't be no 5'6 and be considered no little.
The lady on the bus.
No, man.
The littles.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me Google this. Now
no,
let me
you
Google
are a little.
This. What's considered a little?
You. Hello,
Why
who's this?
Uzi came up.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
Hi, it's Carrie. Good morning, my love. I just wanted to say I love you all.
Well, we love,
I love you
back.
Too, ma'am.
Are what? You a pansexual, ma'am?
Listen, there's no such word. Don't even use it, MB. Charlamagne, how far are we going to allow the LGBTQI+ to go? They're about to take all 20 letters in the alphabet. This man, Wayne Brady, has been weird from day one. We already know something was off with him, but it's okay. We love him. He's a black man. We welcome him. We know he identified as white. However, don't come with the weird things where all our black men are disappearing. Don't come with the weird things. There's no such word.
I mean, it's clearly it is clearly such a word. Yeah. It is a word. We're saying the word.
We're saying the word, but we shouldn't give it any power. It's too much. All these years and black people still don't even have rights protecting them from racism. You can get called the N-word with no repercussions, but people are making up words and it's okay. It's not okay. I don't want my son seeing him like that.
What if we say nigga sexual?
What?
Oh boy.
A what? Goodbye, ma'am.
Say
a what?
How would you even describe that one?
A person who is sexually attracted to niggas.
Is that you?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Charlamagne, huh? You know he's wrong for that. We got Neo having problems apologizing for things he didn't do. We got Demi Fox apologizing for things he didn't do. Our black men need to remain strong. Sit down with that kind of whatever thing. Come on now.
You Jamaican, right?
I am.
That's right.
And a little weirdness is okay with me. It is.
Well,
don't come out with that stuff now.
Weirdness for y'all is a Jamaican man who eats poom poom, because Jamaican men don't eat poom poom.
Jamaican men do eat poom poom.
They all do.
Oh.
They all do.
It's a poom poom sexual.
So they even lying.
No, that's the first question a Jamaican man asks you when they meet you. Let me eat your poom poom.
What?
They all do.
Wow.
Yes. They all do. Okay. You know.
What?
But I love you guys.
You have a good one,
Mama.
I love you more. I love our listeners so much. And I want y'all to know that the dwarf is 4 feet tall. Okay? You cannot be considered a little person at 5'6".
You are a little.
I am. Actually, my license says I'm 5'7".
That's a damn lie.
Well,
that's the day. I mean, I learned a lot. Ashley, hope you did too. You know, people really connect with Charlamagne, which always, I seen though. The lady on the bus, salute to her. One care. The littles definitely connect with Charlamagne as well. Yeah. The little community. Mm-hmm. And Charlamagne, how do we close this out?
I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even through all the jokes and everything else, I got too many things that I'm trying to figure out in my life to be worried about everybody else trying to figure out what they trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? If Wayne Brady said he want to cook with frying pans, let that man cook with frying pans.
If you identify something, how long can you identify it for?
That is a good question. You know what I mean? He said he's doing research.
Right.
So what if he does more research and realize this ain't what he about?
Right.
So now you done you done wasted a whole press release.
Or your roommate that identified as a cat. Let's say she don't want to do that no more. Let's say she want to identify as a dog.
It's not like a political party. Like, it's not like you sign up for it, you get a voter registration card.
Yeah.
That expires at a certain time. You just, I guess, how you go with the flow, however you feel.
I want to know what happened to your furry friend.
That's what I'm not
gonna lie. We could Facebook her, but I blocked her out of my life years ago.
Damn, you hate cats. You're catphobic.
Catphobia. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. Give us a little tease. What we talking about?
Yes. So Travis Scott, he just recently had his Circus Maximus show in Rome, where he brought out Kanye West as his first appearance since the whole anti-Semitism controversy, where he says there's no Travis without Kanye.
All right. We'll get to that next. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.